Pastor here, and they see everybody here. We are different, but we are in Jesus Christ. It's not different. We are the body of Christ, right? Yeah. My name is Dolly Dong. I got some friends, and this is the leadership and the small group, and she leading the worship, and she always a translator for me. So her name, let her introduce herself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jenny. I'm from Ashland, working with Dolly.
And we have two more friends, and Sarah, yeah, and Rachel, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just give you a little bit of my introduction about myself. My name is Dolly Dong. It's not my Chinese name. I think everybody knows not my Chinese name. My Chinese name is Dong Li. It's close to my English name. That's why I picked the English name Dolly. I come from China. 12 years ago, I came here. And when I first came here, I never think I stay long like this. I planned I will go back after 1 year. I go back to China to serve God in China. That's my plan. But after 12 years, I'm still here. So that's not me. It's God's plan. I'm so happy, and God is still leading me, leading out of the Chinese church. When I first time and came here, we only have the Bible study in Ashland. That time when I came here, my English is basic, like ABC. I cannot speak one sentence in English. So I don't have a lot of financial supporting when I came here. I only have $300 in my pocket. That's the first time I came here. I don't know how God is leading me here. But I told God, no ministry, and I just focus on my studies. But when I came here the second day, people come to knock my door and said, we have a Chinese Bible study here. Like, what's that? So I joined the Bible study, and after 1 year, and when I second time come back to America, and the people who leading this Bible study, they already graduated, they are gone. So I took over this Bible study. God called me to take care of this Bible study. 2009, during the Easter Sunday, we opened our Bible study, become the Chinese church in Ashland. Yeah, that's 10 years ago, 2019. So today I will share some of the God's words, and I believe, and this is my vision. This is our Chinese students and the Chinese church's vision, and also it's your vision, your church's vision. The vision is about the calling God from God, and the verses will come from the Acts in chapter 16. I will speak in Chinese. This is the way, and the way we do our Chinese service in Ashland. Maybe a little bit different for you, but I want you to experience. I will speak the Chinese. You are listening to Chinese today, and Jenny will be the translator.
I'll be speaking English. I won't say another language.
Okay, let's pray. 亲爱的天父，我们在早晨的时候来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning.
我们相信你的圣灵就在我们的当中。
We believe your Holy Spirit is among us.
当我们站立在这个地方的时候，我们相信你的圣灵充满这个房间。
When we stand in front of you, we believe Holy Spirit fill this place.
我们需要邀请你的圣灵来充满我们每个人的心，让你的话语来带领我们今天的聚会。
Lord, we invite Holy Spirit come into our heart. May your words fill our heart.
我们愿意你自己的带领今天的聚会，能够愿你的圣灵触摸到每一个人的心。
May you guide us, every one of us that touch our heart.
让你看到，让我们每个人看到神就在我们的当中，你带领我们前行。
Let us see you guiding us ahead of us.
主啊，我们把今天聚会的时间交在主你的手中。
Lord, we put this worship time and following time in your hands.
把我们当中的每一个人仰望在主你的手中。
We put all of us in your hands.
我们今天也愿意越过我们的软弱，只愿你的名在这里得到高举。
Lord, may you overcome our weaknesses and may your name be raised up.
我们把下面的时间都交在主你的手中，仰望祈求祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 那我们在开始之前呢，我们会读一段的经文。
Before Dolly start her message, we're going to read our scriptures.
我们请我们当中的 Sarah 来帮我们读这一段的经文。
We're going to invite Sarah to help us read this part. So you can hear her. So this is found in Acts 16:6-10. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia.But the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, Come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Hallelujah.
Thank you. 那我今天在这里和大家分享的一个信息叫马其顿的呼声。
So today Dolly's message is called The Calling of Macedonia.
那我们刚才在这个故事当中看到了当年的保罗，当他在他的第二次的这个布道的旅行当中呢，他看到了一个异象。
The scripture that Sarah just read for us is about Paul's second ministry trip.What he saw during his ministry.
那我们看到这是神对他的另外的一个一个这样的一个事工的一个转折。
This is a turning point for Paul during his ministry work.
我们知道保罗在他的一生当中有三次的这个旅行布道。
And we have known that Paul has three times different ministry work.
那这一次呢是他的第二次的旅行布道。
And this is his second trip.
那我们相信在这个保罗他的旅行布道当中他做了好多好多的准备。
We believe he had prepared for many, many things before he started his second trips.
而他有他的一个一块去旅行的一个小的团队。
He has his own ministry team.
当他们一起去旅行的时候他们可能在行程上做了安排。
He probably had a lot of preparation done before he started this trip.
那他可能在他的这个资金上有了充足的预备在他的旅行当中他要使用的。
For example, his financial preparation.
而且他可能对他的同工们已经告诉了他所有的行程的计划。
He has made plans and told all his fellowship that he's going to need and want.
但是在这个旅途的当中发生了一件事情。
But during this trip, something happened.
在他一个晚上的时候。
It happened on one night.
他看到了一个梦境。
He had this vision.
那在这个梦境当中他看到了有一个人来到他面前说来到我们的当中吧这个人是从马其顿来的。
In his vision, he saw this man who came from Macedonia.
如果今天当你在旅行当中的时候发生这样的事情的时候你会怎么去想
How will you respond to this kind of vision if you were Paul?
如果你已经做了完整的计划你的教会的牧师已经带领你在前行的时候突然说我们有一个改变你会有什么样的想法
How will you respond when your pastor told you during our trip that we had prepared for so hard and so long that something needs to be changed?
但是在这个故事当中我们看到保罗他跟随了这个神给他的这个梦境。
But in the scripture we found that Paul has followed God's calling and made the change.
那在我们开始之前我有几点从这个经文当中和大家要看到的几点。
There are several points we would like to share with you.
当我们再回到这个经文当中我们看到的时候呢当时是谁禁止他们去往他曾经计划当中要去的亚细亚去讲道呢
At the beginning of verse 6, you remember who stopped them from going to preach in the Phrygia and Galatia?
是圣灵。
It was Holy Spirit.
那到了这个美西亚美的边界的时候呢他们要去的时候谁不允许他们去他们原先计划好的行程呢
In verse 7, when they came to the border of Mysia, and they tried to enter the Bithynia. Who tried to stop them from entering?
我们说这是耶稣的灵，就是圣灵。
Here we see is the Spirit, Jesus' Spirit.
那在这个时候，夜间的时候，他又看到了一个梦想，是从马其顿而来的。
In the verse 9, we see Paul had this vision of a man came from Macedonia.
那我们看到在整个的行程当中，有圣灵在带领着他们。
And through his whole trip, that from verse 6 through 9, we see the Holy Spirit continue to guide them.
那很多的时候，我们忽略了圣灵对我们的护照。
Sometimes we forget that the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
我们按照我们自己的计划前行。
We tend to follow our own plan.
因为我们已经都计划好了。
Because we have made this plan.
但是在保罗他的行程当中，他没有忽略圣灵对他的护照。
But during Paul's trip, he did not ignore that calling that he had seen.
如果我们看经文的时候呢，这里有两个特别的字在这里讲到。
If you look carefully in the scripture, the two words we would like to particularly point out to you.
保罗在这说随即，他这两个字呢，就是他们立即他们就改变了他们的行程，按照圣灵的带领来到了马其顿。
In the verse 10, that we said, it said that in Chinese word is immediately.
那在这个时候呢，我们看到保罗他有这个梦的时候呢，他不但是他一个人，而且是带领他所有的团队一起的来响应这个上帝对他的这个呼召。
Not only Paul himself followed this change and followed this mission, this calling to make the change of direction, he also called his disciples, his followers to follow him.
那我们在这个当中看到了，这是一个团队。
Therefore, we can see this is a team effort.
那我们看到了，大家是有一个同心合一的心。
They work together.
他们并没有质疑这个保罗他的这个方向的转变。
They did not take any doubt about Paul's decisions that's been changed.
我相信在今天的教会，我们每个教会都需要有一个这样同心合一的教会。
I believe in all churches we all need to work together, unite together to work for one direction.
那我们看到他们这个团队，他们没有质疑他们。不但是没有质疑，而且是支持这个保罗他们转变了一个方向，他们同心的合一的，他们来跟随这个梦想。
Not only nobody doubt for Paul's change of the plan, but they all believe in his vision and follow him.
容易吗？不容易。
Is it easy to do it? It's probably not that easy.
因为什么呀？你不知道前面到底是什么样。
Because we don't really know where we're heading, what's in front of us.
你的计划要改变。
Because your plan has been changed.
你可能在资金的考虑上，你要想，那接下来我们的资金从哪里来？
You'll probably be wondering where our finance, where our money gonna come from.
但是他没有犹豫，他们就跟随了这样的一个梦想。
But they did not take a doubt about this, but they just immediately follow.
今天，那对于我们在教会当中，我们如何去聆听上帝的话语？
And today, for all of us who's a Christ follower,How do we listen to God's calling and follow His calling?
当这样的一个呼召来到我们的当中的时候，我们是不是能够跟随上帝的呼召？
When His callings come upon us, how do we follow Him?
这里面有一个顺服的心。
First thing we need to know that we need to have the obedience.
我们要有同工的配合。
We need to have cooperation among the followers.
我们要有一个同心合一的方向。
We need to work together to go to the same direction.
那在这个使徒行传的第一章第八节那里就告诉我们，我们知道使徒行传它不仅是一本就是教会的这个传播，更主要的是圣灵的一个带领的传播。
We see in the book of Acts at the beginning of the chapter that we know this book is not about just going for making disciples, but it's also about Holy Spirit's guidance that giving us a very clear vision in this book.
大家对这一段的经文熟悉吗？使徒行传的一章八节。
We're going to be looking at chapter 1, verse 8.
那我让Jenny 来帮我们读英文的部分，我来读中文的部分。
I'll be reading English, Dolly will be reading Chinese. 你要先读吗？
好。
Okay.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come to you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
我们看到在最早的时候，在一开始的时候，使徒行传的时候呢，他的福音是从耶路撒冷这个中心而来扩散的。
We can see at the beginning of the book of Acts, we see the gospel is coming from Jerusalem.
然后它是一圈一圈的不断的扩大，直到地极。
And it slowly spread around the new regions and getting brought bigger and bigger and wider.
那今天我们看到，当保罗在这个时候，他在这个马其顿的呼召里面，其实是他的福音的一个向欧洲的一个传播的一个关键点。
As we read in the earlier in chapter 16 about Paul's vision in Macedonia, it's about his vision that going to Europe actually tend to spread the gospel into Europe.
那最早他是在亚细亚的这一块。
But we know at the beginning he's spreading the gospel in about the region of Asia.
到这个时候他已经转向了欧洲。
But this is the turning point. He's spreading the gospel into the Europe.
那今天是不是叫上帝把这样的福音的使命也传给我们今天的教会。
So, we can say this is maybe the vision that we have today. God is showing us this vision.
那也许从你从小到大的时候，你都是在这样一个很熟悉的环境里面在宣教。
Maybe at the beginning, at the early age, that when you hear gospel, you always tend to stay at the same church and stay at the same region.
那今天也许上帝这个福音已经不再是我们单单的一个地方一个教会，而是常向全世界去传播。
Maybe today this gospel is not only just located in one region and the place where you are so familiar with. Maybe start getting broader and wider to other areas you are not familiar with.
那也许在你小的时候或者在你成长当中很少看到其他国家和不同肤色的人。
Maybe at your younger age, you don't see a lot of people from different regions or different countries.
那今天它已经成了一个环球的这样世界。
But today we can see this gospel has spread nationwide.And from country to country, you see more nationality, more people that are coming from different parts of the world. They all become Christ's follower.
那今天就像你们看到我们在这里的时候，是以亚洲的面孔。
Just as you see us today.
所以呢，上帝可能要借着我们的教会成就他更奇妙的大事。
So we may see God is making His plan. He's doing big things among us and within us.
那在我们的这个上帝的呼召当中，如果今天上帝把这样的呼召，把这样的意象放在我们当中，我们要怎么样去做？
So how should we respond to God's calling, His vision that He put upon us?
那我们知道在旧约的时候，上帝一般是来宣召一个重要的先知或人来带领他的民众来做他的宣教的事工。
We learned that in Old Testament time that God tend to call just one person be the leader of the ministry work to lead the group and to do his work.
那很多的地方我们看到像摩西呀。
For example, like
摩西，
in Moses.
或者是撒母耳。
Like Samuel.
但是呢，在新约的时候呢，上帝的呼召不仅仅是一个人。
But in New Testament time, we see he's not just calling one particular person to do his work.
那今天的呼召是对群体的。
He is calling a group among for a group of people.
他需要我们全部的人，我们教会的每一个人要参与到这样的宣教当中。
He need all the body of the Christ to work together to come together.
我们说这是一个团队的。
So we can say we are the team.
那很多的经文因为时间的关系，我们就不在这里读了。
Due to the time consuming that we have, we will skip some scriptures that go with it.
所以我们说今天的宣教呢是一个团队的宣教。
But we can say today's our ministry work is about a teamwork.
我们需要来祷告。
We need to pray together.
我们需要来为我们教会的这样的意向而去同心合意。
We need to come together for the church vision.
那上一周的时候呢，我在 Youngstown 的华人教会的时候宣教的时候呢，那里的牧师呢讲到了今天宣教的一个原则。
Last week when Dolly went to Youngstown's Chinese church there to visit.And the pastor Yev has mentioned this today's mission for the principle of the mission.
他讲到了三点。
The three points that he mentioned.
大家用了一个英文的名一词，非常的有意思。
It's abbreviated for three-letter word.
那这个三个词是什么 ？FAT.
This word formed abbreviated for FAT.
什么意思？哦，不是这个很胖的意思。那它什么意思呢 ？F 呢？它就说是有弹性的，我们可以有这样的啊、空间的。
F stands for flexible. That means we allow ourselves to have room to be flexible.
那第二个我们要有这个是有效的，是要有机会的。
Second letter A stands for available.
那第三个呢，是我们要有一个受教的心。
Third letter T stands for teachable.
所以呢，我们今天我们的教会，当你接到这样的一个啊、一个呼召的时候，我们是不是愿意能够敞开我们的心来接受上帝的呼召呢？
So today, when we see God's vision, are you willing to open your heart to receive this calling, this vision, and to go through it?
好，那接下来呢，我跟大家做一个小小的见证。
Next, Dolly would like to share her own testimony with you.
不是我个人，是我们就是最近的施工的一个。
Oh, about her ministry work. Sorry.
Okay. 那我们知道，大家知道，我刚才跟大家分享，我十年前的时候，我们在 Ashland 呢，我们就。成立了我们的华人的教会。
As Dolly mentioned at the beginning about her bio, about 10 years ago, we started Chinese church in Ashland.
那十年来，我一直有一个心愿，要在 Mansfield 来宣讲，来传播他的福音。
And during this 10 years of ministry work in Chinese in Ashland, Dolly always had the vision that during ministry work in Mansfield.
我不知道为什么，但是我有这样的心是给 Ash， 是给 Mansfield 的。
She doesn't know why, but she always have this in her mind, in her heart.
然后今年夏天的时候，终于找到了答案。
In the summer, she finally find the reason.
那其实，在 Ashland 的这间的这个查经到今天的聚会的今天的教会呢，最早的福音是从 Mansfield 传出去的。
Actually, the beginning of the Chinese ministry work in Ashland is actually rooted back in years ago in Mansfield.
那在十几年前呢，在这边有一间中餐馆是在 Ashland， 是在 Mansfield 的。
About more than 10 years ago, there's a Chinese restaurant in Mansfield.
然后这个华人这个里面的这个华人的这个姊妹呢，她有一个心是要在 Ashland 去传讲这个建立一个查经班。
There's a sister, church sister that who works in the Chinese restaurant. She always has this heart that want to have a ministry work in Ashland.
所以呢，他每周呢，但是他的眼睛不好。当时呢，就是我，就是一个美国的一个朋友呢，每一周带着他去Ashland 一次来做查经。那这个查经班呢，慢慢就在 Ashland 成立了。
And this lady that who does not have a good sight vision, that she needs somebody to transport her to back and forth to Mansfield and Ashland to start Bible study in Ashland.
那在那个时候呢，其实我不认识他们，到今天我也不认识最早传福音的这个姊妹。
Dolly really never met this lady and this sister from Mansfield.
当我来到 Ashland 的时候呢，这个船的这个中餐馆呢，其实已经不在了，然后这个姊妹他们已经去到其他的地方了。
And when Dolly arrived in Ashland starting her seminary school, she had never met this sister.She had left, and the restaurant has moved away.
那其实在这十年当中呢，神借着这个姊妹从 Mansfield 把这个福音传到了 Ashland， 这个教会的在 Ashland 已经成长，而且正在壮大。今天呢，神又让我们借着这样的一个机会，把福音又带回到了Mansfield.
But we believe that the sister had planted the gospel seeds.In Ashland, back in more than 10 years ago, when she was unable to do it by herself, she was able to accompany somebody to do it with her. Just started with the Bible study.
但我不知道在这当中，我不知道这是神的计划。
But during this time, Dolly does not know this was God's vision.
那只有在今年夏天的时候，其实我认识来美国认识的第一个的美国的朋友，就是最早来开车带这个Mansfield 这个姊妹去。建立查经班的这个姊妹。
And during this time, Dolly had no clue who started and who was involved with this first Bible study in Ashland. But when Dolly arrived in Ashland more than 10 years ago, she the first American friend she met is this person who accompanied the sister who was driving this lady back and forth.
直到今天，我这个夏天，当我开始啊，在 Mansfield 建立这样的，来开展这样的，教会和施工的时候呢，他才告诉了我之前的这一段的故事。
So Dolly had no clue about the story that she just shared with you until the beginning of the summer when she started this Bible study really in Mansfield, just starting to spread the gospel in contact with Chinese families in Mansfield region. This lady that she had accompanied with and told her the story back more than 10 years ago.
你能不能有一个条线，其实看到这里面的工作到今天事工能够再回到这个 Mansfield 不是我的工作，真的是神的一个计划，神借着不同的人把我们连接在一起来做这样的工作。
So we can see now today this ministry work is able to establish in Mansfield is not Dolly's plan, it's God's plan. God, how God is using different people at different time period, how he used them and pulled them together and started making connections and then really bring the gospel back to Mansfield region.
那今天这个护照，我相信不仅是我的护照，也是你们的护照。
Therefore, we believe this is not just a calling for Dolly, it's also a calling for all of you who are sitting here.
我相信你们住在 Mansfield, 你们比我更爱 Mansfield 这个地方。
As the Mansfield residents, which we believe you love Mansfield more than we have come from.
那我相信你们愿意神的福音在这里有一个更美好的一个意象。
We believe this is a God's great vision for all of us who are sitting here.
然后跟大家分享两张照片。
Next, I'm gonna share with a couple pictures with you.
Yeah. 那第一张的照片呢？这张照片大家看到的，这是我们在今年的母亲节那天，我们在 Mansfield 的第一次的聚会。
This is our first gathering, casual gathering in Mansfield.
那我们看到 Rachel 也是今天坐在我们当中的 Rachel 呢，她也是在今年，我认识她十年了，在今年的复活节的时候，他有在我们教会受洗。
And, you notice that one of the ladies sitting here is in the picture, Rachel. And Dolly had known Rachel for about 10 years. But up until this past Easter, Dolly had baptized Rachel at our first Presbyterian church in Ashland.
那在他受洗后的两周，三周的时候，他的婆婆也接受了耶稣。
About 3 weeks later, after Rachel's baptism, her mother-in-law has received Christ too.
那在她接受洗礼之后呢，她愿意把她的地方呢开放作为我们教会使用的，我们愿意聚集的地方。
And as we learned that Rachel, I think she's feeling better. After she had received Christ, she had decided to use her restaurant in Mansfield to as a casual gathering.For Mansfield's Chinese students and Chinese families to gather and worship.
上帝也祝福了他的心，而且借着他的这样的心呢，上帝也开放了其他的几个中国的家庭。
And God has blessed her and her family since she has opened her heart and her place, and also God has opened doors to other families that in the area that they are willing to use their place and their time to gather and to study.
那另外的一张照片 ，it's next picture。这是那个 Rachel 受洗的一个张照片。
You see the picture? That was Rachel in the picture that he's been baptized.
来用
另外。Yeah,
next picture, please. 好，这张照片呢，我们大家看到的是我们在我们就是大家聚集的不到两个月的时间。对，就我们从母亲节开始，后面接下来不到两个月的时间。
So this is a picture that taken after like 2 months after Mother's Day.
那在左边的我们看到的就是可能在你们的右边那三位呢，他们已经决志来接受了耶稣。
And in the picture you see on the right hand side, first three people are they have accepted Christ, they have decided to follow Jesus.
那在短短的两个月时间，我们就有四五位的这个信主的弟兄姊妹。
And from the first time they have gathered and studied Bible study together, and back in May up until now, there's been about 2 months they have decided to follow Christ.
那在我第一次呢，我来到我们这是我第二次来这间教会。
Some of you have noticed that this is Dolly's second time to this church.
那第一次我们来的时候，我们跟 Pastor 啊，他们一块来在这里来谈论在 Mansfield 的施工的时候，我们还不知道方向在哪里。
As Dolly's first contact with Pastor Tom, they have no clue what's going to happen for the Chinese ministry work in Mansfield.
大家今天已经看到了神在做奇妙的工作。
But today we can see a great evidence that God has done amazing work.
我希望这样的这个圣灵的工作能够激励你们，让你看到这真的是神的带领，是神把他的意象放在了我们的当中。
May us all notice that this is God's vision that He put in us.That we can have this courage to follow him.
那我也想借着这个来激励我们当中的每个人，愿圣灵来带领每个人来同心合意的为我们 Mansfield 的这样的福音、这样的呼召而来祷告。
May Holy Spirit fill your heart and guide you that you have this, you are encouraged to pray for this ministry work in Mansfield and also be part of this ministry.
那我们在我的这个讲章结束的时候，我们想用一首中英文的诗歌跟大家一起唱。
We are gonna share this bilingual song with you.
然后让你们也感受到，我们看到在不同的语言当中，我们来一起来敬拜神。
And this is a great example that how we worship in two different languages.
Rachel, 要不要来跟我们一起唱
？We're doing without music, so we have to listen to her beautiful vocal.
过来跟我们一起唱。
Thank you. Before we start, I'd like to do something. Repeat after me. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
And all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
God is good.
We serve such a beautiful Jesus, and He has truly made a wondrous work in Ashland and in Mansfield.Through the Chinese ministry, and even with the Chinese ministry, we have reached out to a lot of the Americans in the Ashland community, and it's really become a home, a community. Even in Mansfield, we've reached out to the Chinese, to the Americans, and it has just become a small world coming together. Our Lord Jesus has brought us all together as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we want to give praiseunto God and sing hallelujah at the top of our lungs for our Lord Jesus is amazing and so beautiful. So we'll be singing in both English and in Chinese.
Can you give us another the sound the words? Yeah. Here you have the Chinese and the English. It's very easy because this is and only the couple of the words. They call the sing hallelujah to the Lord. And the Chinese, the first is, the sing is chang, hallelujah. Everybody knows hallelujah. 赞美主 is praise the God. You can follow us. There have the Chinese 拼音. If not, you can just quiet your heart, listen. If you can sing with us, we can sing together. Yeah. 要不要来跟我们一起唱？来吧。邀请吧。Yeah. Come with us.Yeah.
So we'll be singing English first a couple times, then we'll go into the Chinese a couple times, and we'll just see where God leads after that.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Chant hallelujah.
唱哈利路亚赞美主，唱哈利路亚赞美主，唱哈利路亚，唱哈利路亚，唱哈利路亚赞美主，唱哈利路亚赞美主，唱哈利路亚赞美主，唱哈利路亚，唱哈利路亚，唱哈利路亚赞美主。
Let's go back to sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.